Hello and welcome to the Thornton Training Show. This is an improv comedy power fantasy podcast, which means every week I talk to a guest about how they would rule their own country. And my name is Kevin. I'm the host. And as always with the intros, I'm joined by my fiancée, Celine.
Hello.
Hello, Celine.
I'm here.
Thank you for joining me because I have a very cool episode today.
Yeah.
I am joined by the original Taboo MILF, adult film actor and producer and CEO of her own company, Rachel Steele.
Very cool.
All right. There is something interesting, right,
yes,
about Rachel. First of all, is a vegan who swears that...
not just a vegan who says curse words.
she's cursing
all that. You don't normally get them together, you see.
You don't. No. Very polite people. But this... No, Rachel's lovely. She swears by...
Yes.
I had this problem with her as well. I meant to ask her... A hypothetical question. If you ran your own country, how should the people celebrate you on your birthday?
Yeah.
And I started off by going, when it's your birthday? And then I stupidly paused and she answered politely saying, yeah, it's soon. I was like, oh, thank you very much. So happy birthday, by the way, to Rachel.
Yes. Happy birthday, Rachel.
She started off, so if you go onto her website, you'll see like a bio, right, an about page, as you do. And her kind of career in a way started off when she was out by the pool and she took a photo like, wow, what's her name? Bo Derek, is it?
Okay.
You'll know the picture. Very famous picture. Right? Her in a, I want to say like a wet t-shirt.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's it. But basically, Rachel Steele, same thing happens. She jumps out of the pool and then, oh, and takes a photo. Right?
Yeah.
And there, I was wondering like, oh, how good is this photo? Because apparently this is like, oh, she won a competition or something like that and off she went. Right?
Yeah.
And it is actually on her website. Was able to see it. The lighting is fantastic.
Very good.
I mean, I'm looking at it going, the camera work on that is brilliant.
And I'm always impressed by cameras. Good cameras. I wonder, no, surely it was a real, like,
there has to be a camera.
Not a phone camera.
Actually, one sec. Well, I'll show you the picture and we'll get this. Okay, do you see it?
Yes, I
look
see it.
Look at the shadow on that.
It's fantastic lighting.
Yeah, fair play. Yeah, well done.
I wonder, like, the shadow is just from her irons, I guess, is it?
No, it has to be. It does show you sunlight is the best light.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
If there's anything I've learned from this podcast is, first of all, I didn't even know if I mentioned it, but I got so excited about the picture. Vegan chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel swears by it.
Yes. And right? You said you were going to try it.
I think we should.
I think we ought to.
Yeah, because right now, as you know, I am really experimenting. Well, I'm trying to actually just bread chicken. I say I really fancied that up. Right?
But yeah.
I think we should go for vegan chicken. Try it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we're animal lovers.
We are.
Right?
Yeah.
But we kill
also
and
meat
eat
eaters. Yes.
Animals.
Yeah, which is a...
And the big thing is chicken. I would... If we can get past chicken, and if Rachel's right about this...
Yes.
For me, at least.
It's life-changing.
I think the rest of it, I can learn to live it out.
Yeah.
It's just when I see a chicken. I need to throw a rock or something.
Yourself.
I need to throw something at it so I can eat it. But besides the point, yes. So here is...
Some out of context
quotes from not just Rachel Steele, but Mistress Steele.
Oh.
Yeah. I will point out that is what Mistress Steele wanted to be called on her island.
Okay, yes.
On her island of Peace Island. Not enough people have said peace.
No, yeah. No, nobody
cares. I appreciate
cares
that
for
as well.
It.
Exactly. Here's some out of context quotes, though.
Give them to me.
Okay, yeah.
Bodybuilders, they, I've already contacted them and they are going to escort him gently to the ferry. All these carpenters that live here, they can hand carve this throne and it'll give them business. Yeah, it won't cost us any overhead because we all work together as a team. Yeah, unless it's like in a BDSM scenario where everyone is on their knees. If you weren't, then you're basically putting your whole family at risk. So
you agreed?
Agreed.
Yeah, I say that in work every day. and they won't put me off probation. But yes, so you can follow Rachel on Instagram, right? She'll have her OF page and her own website and everything like that. And there's Red MILF Productions is the videos she's making, or films.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can follow this Thornton Training Show if you go onto the website, which is just Thornton Training.
Yeah.
And also...
A revamped website.
It is. Do you like it?
I do. I really like it. I love the colours.
The colours are a lot more regal.
I think the
royal red and...
And the goldy...
Goldiness.
Yeah.
Everyone loves gold.
Everyone loves gold.
Can't get enough gold. And you can also follow it on Instagram, Blue Sky, Threads, TikTok and YouTube at Thornton Training.
Yes.
Yeah. I told you, I think I've said this before, where I Googled Thornton Training.
Yeah. And... There is some
everything was podcast related, Kevin Ryan. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Except the top result, which was a Reddit post by someone saying, "My boyfriend is a real tyrant in training." And I'm like, who the hell thinks it? Like,
I really want to find that now, though, and like, and read why her boyfriend was a tyrant in training. And
nothing to do with taking over a country.
Yeah, no.
I have a question for you, because on Rachel's webpage, she also talks about, you know, she's dressed up as like Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm wondering, if you could pick a superhero for me to dress up as.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
As a sexy version. Who would, not even just me, just pick whoever you want. What superhero would you want?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I don't know, like, this probably sounds bad as a person who kind of likes superhero stuff, but I'm like, I don't care much for their costumes.
None of them
really stand out. Iron Man, because, you know, that's just a big irony suit.
Maybe a sexy version of it.
Yeah,
like, but a kilt, but it's... no.
I mean, Superman's my favourite superhero at the moment, so...
Yeah.
Maybe just Superman.
Wait, you just want David Corn's best to show up?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try and get him. Thanks. Okay, right, enjoy the show.
Bye, enjoy.
By the way, because you said in your response that you've like 2 decades of experience in your industry.
That's right.
And
yes.
Also you have... you're like a pro dominatrix, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Did you mean like in, because I know your niche is like taboo stepmom stuff, right? But is
correct.
The pro dominatrix stuff, is that like a separate thing altogether? Or is that...
Well, they kind of mingle together by default.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just basically my personality and what I really am drawn to, and everything that I've been doing these last 20 years in the adult industry as a film producer and a performer. I've come to the realization just a year or so ago that I'm really interested and turned on and into the whole female domination BDSM dynamic. And for myself, I'm like, wow, I can really relate to that. I can play the stepmom so many times, but in my real life, like, what really gets me going is, you know, femdom, female domination.
Right. Yeah.
So I decided to look more into it, and I found that there's actually an academy in Los Angeles. So I signed up for that academy, and I'm currently enrolled in there and learning all about the psychology behind people's kinks, behind their kinks, their pleasures, their desires, and their fantasies. What makes people tick? Why do you feel drawn to this? Why are you turned on by that? And that it's not a mental illness. It's not a sickness. As long as there's no harm being done to anyone or anything innocent, there's, you know, this is not what our society and our cultures and our places tell us, you know, oh, that guy's sick. She's a weirdo, you know, they're into this. That's disgusting. It's like, no, it's not.
I would imagine with something like that, like, I was going to say ironically, but I suppose ironically for what people think, something like that, there is that, like, consent is actually like a major, like, everything is consensual. Like, obviously it should be anyway, but
And that's one thing about the whole kink community.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to speak for everyone, because there's always bad apples.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, in whatever community you're in, it could be a gardening community, and you're going to have a bad apple in that gardening. So, you know, there's always somebody that's not doing things the way they should, and they're usually the ones that get the news and the attention.
Yeah.
Look bad for everybody. So, consent is huge. And before you do a session with somebody, like if I was going to do a session with you, you would literally have to fill out 2 or 3 pages of forms for me, saying kinks, fantasies, fetishes. You need to list everything: clothing, language, verbiage, tone.
Right.
So that I have an idea, because it's like being a designer of a home or something. It's like I walk into your home, it's empty. You can't just say, fill it up with furniture and art.
Right.
And
yeah.
Do the lighting. Well, what color palettes do you like? What furniture style do you like? what kind of art do you like? I have to know all of this so that I can put together the proper scene. And then and then we find out all the consent and all the boundaries. What do you like to be done to you physically? How do you want to be touched? How do you want to be handled? How do you want to be spoken to? All of that is necessary to build the proper scene. So it's really interesting. It's so much more interesting than just opening the door and, oh, the plumber is here to fix my pipes, you know, bang, 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 and cut. You know, like, let's use a little more of this, the brain, to create, because that's one thing I love is fucking people's minds. That's like become my new.
That's your thing. Ah, well, I will let you know now if that was ever a thing where I showed up the door going, right, I'm here for a session. First of all, I'm going, Jesus, Rachel, 2 or 3 pages. I can't read this. But fine. And also, I'm a deeply unserious person, so I'd be laughing my ass off through everything. Yep. You'd get tired of me. Okay, I have a question, though, which may actually play into this. How are you with compliments?
I'm fine with compliments.
Like, you must get a lot. Let's be like...
I get lots of lovely compliments, and I love it. Mm-hmm.
Does it ever... Because you... Again, I imagine, like, especially comments online, people aren't creative with them. Do you ever get tired of the whole, like, my God, you're so hot, that you're like, yeah, and I fucking know. Like,
no, I don't get tired. I
good answer.
I appreciate fans and followers and anybody that's supporting my business in any way. So, and that's all part of it. So, you know, I would say the thing that I don't care for is when people are rude and nasty, and I will block you as fast as you can blink. You're gone. I block. I don't even reply. I don't, you know, buy into that. If it's
block really, often and early. Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like sexual. It's like verbal assault. People will say really nasty things, and I block them right away. Like, that's it. You're gone.
Yeah, I think that's the healthy way to do it. But
feels good too.
I also should ask as well, how are you at giving compliments? Are you a complimentary person?
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for this podcast, when you are the ruler in whatever country you want to be ruling of, do you want me to be a sycophantic follower as well as an advisor? Like, do you want me to be showering you with, oh, you're the best president or queen or whatever you want to be? Or do you want me to relax and not be so adoring?
You just do you.
Okay. Yeah. No. Whatever you want. I'll do
whatever. Me. Whatever comes. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll set up your island, right? How would you like your official title to be? Like, what should people call you? Would you want royalty? Would you like to be Queen Steel?
That's kind of not cool. Really.
All right. No.
I would just like to be Rachel.
You don't want anything. You don't want president.
I'm a very
boss.
Humble person. Yeah. Unless it's like in a BDSM scenario where everyone is on their knees.
You can have that. We will play out that scenario. I'll do my best.
Gosh, I don't know. I've never really thought about all of this.
I'll be honest. There is a good chance this won't come to fruition. This won't happen in real life. I can't promise you I'll get you an island, but we can pretend.
Yeah.
This is my fantasy. you can be
Steel.
Mistress Steel. You want everyone on your island to call you Mistress Steel.
Sure.
Absolutely. I will call you Mistress Steel for the next hour, and then I'll go into bed and watch TV with my fiance. So okay, Mistress Steel. We're gonna make you an island, right? So I'm gonna give you a map of the world. We can find out where you want to put your island. How is your geography?
Not that great.
Thankfully, I have a map here made for you. Can you see that map?
Yes, I can see.
I can move it around. I have little dots there for some people who've already set up islands. This is just a question of what sort of weather you want, really, you know?
I don't like hot tropical. I like seasons.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm originally from the Northeast, so I like seasons. I like winter, spring, summer, fall. Maybe an island off the coast of Maine or something. That's where I'm from.
Where in Earth's is Maine? Maine is somewhere here, isn't it?
By Boston.
Oh, it's up. Oh, God, it's right up. I didn't realize it was so close to, like, Montreal. So, do you want it somewhere around here, then, if you can see, like, or in by Nova Scotia or whatever?
Sure, Nova Scotia is great.
So do you want it in, we'll say, in here? And by the way, this island is going to be plenty big. You don't have to worry about room or anything, right?
Yep, that looks good.
Okay, so Mr. Steele has your island. Do you want to tell me, have you any idea what you would name your island for people to live on?
Let me think. I guess Peace Island.
Oh, all right. So you're going P. Oh, wait.
Peace.
PEACE. I thought peace.
Yes.
Okay, Peace Island. I mean, so you don't, I presume you don't want an army or military at any way, right?
Yes, Peaceful Island, but there
Okay.
might be some military there to keep the peace.
Right, yeah, we'll have him out in the street everywhere. But okay, Mr. Steele with Peace Island. Yeah, all right. What I have to ask is, do you want 10 million people to be the amount of citizens on your island, or do you want less or more?
It doesn't matter. 10 million is fine.
I'll be honest, when I started, that wasn't really a question. I'd just say 10 million people live in your island, off we go. And at about 40 episodes in, I said it to I forget who, and they went, no, that's too many, and made it a massive deal. And for the next like 40 guests, they'd always go, oh, 10 million's too much. No. As if like it made a difference to them in any way.
Yeah.
But so that's why I always ask it in case someone gets offended. Okay, so you have Peace Island. I have to ask, where would you, I mean, you can live anywhere on the island. What sort of house do you want?
I would like a Victorian mansion.
A proper mansion. Like, do you, I looked at a house. There's a, I don't know if you've ever seen, there's a website called the James Edition, right? It's a fancy, if you're super rich, that's where you're buying, you know, some things. And I looked for the most expensive house in America on that website, and it was a house outside Vermont. It was 250 million, and it had 18 beds and 24 bathrooms. Do you want that
Wow.
amount, or is that too many?
Well, I guess if there's a lot of people on the island, I'll have people coming and going. So yeah, that's fine. Sure.
Really? God, I'd be like, that's a bit too much. I don't know. I don't like that many people. Like, come on. Okay, so I'm going to build you a Victorian, an old style Victorian house, but you'll have Wi-Fi. It'll be nice, right? You'll get everything.
Oh yeah.
Do you want any luxury inside in it that, you know, you're the Mr. Steel of the island? Something big.
Yeah, would just decor, the whole decor would be all mid-century modern and modern fixtures and lighting, but
Okay.
the old Victorian on the outside
Right,
and
and you want
hard.
to be the grounds and everything is all lovely. And are people allowed to visit you? Like
Oh yeah.
the common
Yeah.
folk. No, the common
Yes.
folk. Are they,
Yep.
oh, they
Everyone's
just
welcome.
knock on your door and,
Yes.
ah, okay. Are you sure about that? Are you, I'll be honest, 10 million people, they could be all just your fans. So
Well,
they could just be knocking on your door a lot.
I'm trying to change the world, so then I have to be working with everybody. We all have to work together to do that.
So you're committed to an open door policy. Well, not open
Yeah.
door, front door, but yeah, okay. You don't want any guards or anything at your house.
No, I don't need
I love the confidence. Okay.
it.
So this is just one or two questions to like set up your island, right? So the last question is, do you allow your citizens of Peace Island to elect like 100 senators to a Senate, right? And you will have ultimate say, but they do the boring admin kind of government jobs, right? Or would you tell your citizens there's no voting and you'll just pick 10 people yourself to run the island? Would you allow voting or not?
We wouldn't need voting. We wouldn't need any kind of hierarchy.
Because you're in charge.
We're all just going to live life n without harming anything or anyone.
So they'll just follow your word and just not be hurting you. Perfect. Okay. By the way,
Yeah.
what if they don't follow your word? Like, what if they don't call you Mr. Steele? What if they call you like Rach?
Well, I don't really want to be like a ruling tyrant. That's like the opposite of everything that I who I am. So I would want
Okay.
it to be, everyone is on the
But I.
same. There's no higher ups, there's no royalty, and
Oh, so you're like
everyone,
we're all
we're
in it
all the same.
together.
Yeah, we're all the same.
Can I make a note, and I'm not qualified to do it, but you might be too pleasant and nice to be a dominatrix.
Oh no, that's not correct.
Okay, just
That's
okay.
different. That's different than owning an island with 10 million people
That's
living there.
true. Okay, you don't want
So,
yeah,
yeah.
you don't want that energy. Okay, as Mistress Steele,
Do you have any like official attire? Do you want to, what do you want to wear officially, you know, to big events and stuff like that?
Probably I would wear long dresses that have like a corset style waist.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'd want a crown or scepter or anything like that.
Maybe I would have some sort of a headpiece, but I don't know if it would be like a crown. It would be something
Nothing too garish, nothing
a
too.
little less, yeah.
Is tiara too much?
Maybe it would be something made out of like natural
Wood.
organic materials.
Oh, okay. God, you have a like elven queen vibe going, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. So with Peace Island, what unusual list would your country be top of in the world? Like, it'll have the best healthcare and medicine and education, but what unusual list, if I Google it, would it be the best at?
It's a vegan island.
It's the most vegan island in the world.
It is fully vegan. We don't do any kind of animal agriculture or
Really?
fishing. We don't kill anything or anyone of any species, and we are the healthiest, and we're all centurions because we're not eating animals and we're not eating chemicals and hormones and antibiotics, and our whole food system is so jacked that we're just be this nice clean island that just lives off the land and eats everything that you eat you've grown or is coming from the land. So yeah, and that promotes health, wellness. It promotes the island to rewild itself. It's not being deforested for to grow animals. So we're not cutting down rainforests so that we can eat steak. We are growing
Growing
rainforests.
everything.
They are the lungs of the planet. So
Does would Maine would Maine have a lot of forests? I know nothing about Maine,
yes,
but
Maine is
oh, fair
very
enough.
forested.
Yeah, cool. You mentioned you're all centurions. I thought that was like when you're 100 years old. What
No, they
is
would
or
live to
could,
be that easily.
oh my God. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
Yes.
Fair play. Do you want to know what seemingly have what country has the most amount of vegans in it?
Do I want to know what country has the most vegans
Or
in it?
do you want to, yeah, do you want to have a guess, like as a percentage of the population, what country has the most vegans within it?
I'm not sure on the map where it is, but it's Asia somewhere
Oh.
around Japan or something like that. They're the most plant-based eaters, and they also live the longest. They're in the blue zones.
No, I'll be honest. I'm only going off of Wikipedia, so let's. You sound way more confident than I do when saying this, but apparently
Yeah.
India. But that's
Yeah.
9%. But I'm going to go with you. And also, Peace Island has 100%. By the way, tourists. So if I arrive on Peace Island for 2 weeks ago and I can't wait to stay here, I'm going to get some KFC. Is that all right?
Vegan KFC, we have it.
Oh well,
With
good
mashed
answer.
potatoes and gravy, we have everything that you could want. It's just not with animals in it.
Oh, you
It's
ruined my question.
made out of.
Can I not have a bit of chicken, though?
Nope, not a real
Just a little
animal. No, no.
bit.
I
Just
mean, that's
one.
like, how do you kill a little bit? You either kill the whole bird, or you know what I mean? So there's no little bit. There's
If.
none. Zero. You
Okay,
don't
but
need
if.
it.
Okay, what
Why
if
would
I.
you take the life of an innocent animal that doesn't want to die if you didn't need to? If you could have something that's just like it mimics it. It's fried, it pulls apart, it's stringy, it's chewy. There's gravy and mashed potatoes, there's
Oh.
butter, there's rolls, there's coleslaw with mayonnaise. It's all vegan.
I don't know anything about anything. Is there actually like vegan chicken? Or
There
are you
is,
just making that
absolutely.
up as a. Is it good?
No, this is very real. Yeah. I've been vegan for 10 years, and I'm also a vegan. I'm a certified plant-based nutritionist.
Ah, okay. But you. Okay. So you can swear to me that if I tried vegan chicken. You won't taste difference.
Oh, you'd love it. Yeah.
All
Yeah.
right, I might hold you to that. You might get a random email someday going, "Well, I've tried it, Rachel, and you owe me an apology, or I owe you an apology." I might look that up because I genuinely didn't know that.
Yeah.
And let's be honest. I mean, this is where it's awful being a person, where you're like, "I love animals," and then destroying. Yeah. So, okay.
Yes, it's definitely an oxymoron for sure.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. Thanks for telling me that. I just need to make sure this. I have an idea that you're going to say no to it. But do you want a throne room to sit on as the Mistress Steel if anyone comes along?
Yeah, I like a throne. I'll have a nice
Ah.
throne. It'll be like hand carved by
We just
somebody who
find some
does.
random person. Yeah.
Well, we just on the island, we want to, everyone has something that they do and we use them. So it's like staying local, staying networking with everybody, like staying
Yes.
working together
Okay.
instead of I'm going to get this made in China and shipped over here. No, we've
No.
got all these carpenters that live here. They can hand carve this throne and it'll give them business.
The way you're saying there, it feels like, yeah, everyone has a purpose on the island. There's no one just lying about doing nothing. Everyone can do something.
Yep.
If
And
I
we're going
said
to all work together.
I want to join the island, I love vegan chicken now, thanks very much. And honestly, all I can do is criticize. I'm a critic. Is that all right? Can I stay on the island if I just critique everything?
Sure.
And that'll pay the way, pay my way.
Yes.
That's great. All right, let's go. Okay, so I have another question, which is, it's not a great one. It's a bad question. But your approval rating was 91%. Everyone was happy with you. A scandal is about to break out involving you. And remember, this is a light-hearted podcast. But a scandal is going to break out, and your approval rating is going to get down to 69%. So it's kind of bad. You get to pick what the scandal is. So, what do you think you would do to make people pissed off at you?
Oh, let's see.
I swear, if you're eating chicken,
No, I
I'm
wouldn't do
ending
it.
this podcast.
I wouldn't do it. Maybe some sort of a trader from another carnivore island snuck in or something, and they're blaming me for letting him in.
Was he hot? Why did you let in Jim from, I'm going to say Ireland, fuck it. Why'd you leave in Jim who like eats beef?
Yeah, he's come in and he's trying to, stir things up on our little island.
Yeah, he's trying to start his own burger joint. Would
Yeah.
you go on to the nightly news to face a journalist, like a sit-down interview? Like a way more serious version of what we're doing, where they will ask you about Jim Gate, or would you say, no, I'm not facing the media?
I face the
You'd
media.
face, yeah, you'd said that. So what we're going to do is,
All right.
I'm gonna act as Anderson, the top news journalist in the country, and he's going to ask you about Jim Gate, right? So we'll see how you would do. So Anderson would say, Mr. Steele, thank you very much. You're fantastic. You're a fantastic person. I love you so much. Thank you for coming to the show. We have to talk about Jim Gate. You okay? Yeah. So we've seen Jim in the flesh. We know he's here. He has a table outside with a load of burgers he's cooking up. He said you let him into the country. Why did you do that?
Yeah, well, he's lying and
I
he
love it.
misrepresented himself and he was able to take advantage of our peaceful open door policy here. We don't turn anyone away and he has violated all of our laws here on the island, so he's going to be asked and escorted off.
Okay, so we have video of him outside where he's gnawing on the leg of a dog and then ran away from your guards. Like, what are we doing? Are we going to be able to capture him, or we're booting him off the island, is what you're saying.
Yes, we're a lot of the bodybuilders that live here, the
That's
vegan
your type, isn't
bodybuilders,
it? You
the
smiled when you
plant-based
said, okay.
bodybuilders, I've already contacted them and they are going to escort him gently to the ferry and then the ferry will take him out off of our island.
I'll just make it clear because this is an audio podcast. You did the bunny ears when you said escort him
Right.
safely. What do you
We
mean
did.
actually by that? Right,
Well,
what
you
do you...
know, sometimes things don't always go peaceful on Peace Island, but
He's gonna
we
get his
do.
ass kicked.
We have to protect our island, so we'll
You're
do
gonna
it.
have him you're gonna have him beaten up and then thrown onto a boat, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna make
He'll
that clear. Remove he'll be removed from his own job.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So you promise no more gyms are allowed
That's
on.
right.
You said he lied. You're lying through that. Okay. Anderson, thanks very much. You're a wonderful Mr. Steele. And he'll go up to an ad break and he'll lean over and he'll say, Mr. Steele, thank you so much for coming. And thank you for dealing about Jim. My poor dog was almost bitten in half. We're going to make a documentary about you because you're so wonderful. We'd like to know, would you like any propaganda, sort of fantastical fact? Would you like any fact that we want to throw into the movie about you? We can make this up.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, we can say anything about you. The people will believe it. It's in a documentary. That's how it happens.
Yeah. I can't think of anything. I don't know.
We can turn this into have you done anything nice in your life? We can throw that in if you want, or we can make it up. You saved animals. Do you want to put that in?
The animals, the planet, and people's health. So this whole island is trying to fix, it's trying to heal the world.
From the woods.
So that's pretty big right there.
That is actually pretty
trying
big.
To heal the world through what you put on your plate. Peace begins on your plate.
Oh, nice.
And I spread the message and educate everybody about that.
Hey, Rachel, what's your favorite animal, by the way?
Oh my gosh, I really don't have a favorite. I love them all.
Yeah.
I've got a little dog right now. He's just wagging his tail looking at me, but I love them all.
Yeah.
Lots of animals on different farms, sanctuaries and stuff.
Is there any animal you're not fond of? You're not overly fond of?
Spider.
Really?
But I don't harm them though.
Yeah, you wouldn't kill them.
I don't want to hold them in my hand either.
No, that's fair enough. Yeah, no, we don't kill them. We have three cats though. They won't kill them either. They're useless. That's quite annoying. Okay, is there a? I know you said like meat is banned on your island, but besides that, right? Is there any kind of mundane everyday item or pet peeve that is banned on Peace Island? You don't want it there.
Let's see. I would say chemicals.
So like shampoo.
We don't need any chemicals. Okay. You can make that yourself from plants.
For shampoos and stuff.
Yep, you can make all of that yourself.
Because, life is tough and all that, but like how good are you then at not using chemicals, or do you try not to in your like everyday life?
Yeah, no, I use plant-based products that are just made with essential oils. And for cleaning supplies, I use stuff that's vinegar-based. It's water, vinegar, lemon oil, and that's it. Like you really, what we all use on our bodies and to clean our home and to do our laundry, to brush your teeth, to wear deodorant, all of these things are just filled with toxic chemicals that slowly affect people, their neurological systems, your immune systems. They affect unborn babies, and we're dealing with big industry. So industry is not, they are not concerned about your well-being. Especially here in the United States. In Europe, you guys have so many things that are banned that is supposed to be banned. We should not be consuming those things. They're banned in Europe, but they're allowed here. And that's not right. So that's I would not have any of that allowed on the
Peace
island.
Peace Island is even putting the EU to shame. Okay. Right. Oh, fair play. I wanted to know that, or I wanted to let you know that in your Victorian mansion, there's a knock on the door. Knock, knock, knock. And when they knock, are you opening the door or are they just allowed to walk in?
They could just come in.
Hello. It's Paul. It's your finance person. Hello there, Mr. Steele. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, I thought you were mad at me. I have great news for you. Fantastic news. I'm after taking a look at the budget and we have a 10 billion surplus. Loads of money. I presume we're using money on this island, right?
Sure, I guess so, yeah.
Right, just to make sure. The people, your approval rating is now 90%. People love you again. You're fantastic. The fact that you got those bodybuilders to kick the shit out of Jim was... and there's cameras everywhere, so it's fantastic. We saw it all in HD. You were laughing way too hard at Jim getting the shit kicked out of him. But the people would love to build something in your honor, right? They would love to celebrate you because, it's all about keeping people happy. They would like to build a world wonder in your honor. They're not very creative. You're the creative person. Do you have any ideas what we should build?
I would say some sort of a big, huge nature park that will give back to the planet. So there'll be like butterfly plants that attract butterflies and bees and birds and canopy trees so people can enjoy shady picnics.
Yes. Yes.
Lots of waterways like rivers and lakes where people can just float around on their little paddle boats and, you know, hike a mountain. So everything's protected. No hunting allowed, no cutting down trees, no fires, just enjoy nature, what nature has to offer.
Would you be okay then if we built a second island beside your one and we'll just have that as the nature island?
Yeah, that would be great.
We'll throw our money into that.
A little bridge that we can just go over there.
Oh, nice, like a wooden bridge?
Sure.
Yeah, a natural bridge. Yeah. Okay, we'll get on that. Paul will leave and he'll be like, oh, you're the best ever. And then he'll leave. When it's your birthday?
On October.
Sorry, I paused too long. Happy birthday soon, by the way.
Thank you.
I was meant to say, when it's your birthday, how should people celebrate you? Sorry. So how should people celebrate you on your island when it is your birthday in October?
Yep. We will have a big feast day where everybody just cooks up their favorite meal and brings it. And it'll be a huge, like a potluck, we call it here, where everybody brings
just whatever
you it would be something like that. And then whoever plays music can play music. If there's people that do tricks and, you know, just everybody show their little skills and celebrate and be a community.
And you're going to join in. They're all going to, you'll be there as
I'll
well.
I'll be sitting in my throne, watching it all, enjoying it all.
The throne is being carried by the bodybuilders. Do you want that?
Yes, and I'll have gin and tonic because I really like that. So.
Oh, okay. So you'll have them carrying you like, I want to say like ancient Egypt, right? You might as well enjoy that.
Definitely.
There is a guest after arriving on the island. His name is Jim. He's after bringing a beautiful buffalo that he's going to cook. He wants as an apology. So is he allowed or?
No, we would take the buffalo and release him into our natural forest area so he could live his life out.
He was going
to give Jim a vegan burger.
Okay, well, he has a gun. He's ready to like snipe the buffalo. Just give him 1 second.
Are gonna have to come again then.
Right.
This time there's going to be more bodybuilders.
Right. Okay. How many do you have in your just snap of your fingers?
Well, there's 10 million people there, so, and a lot, they're all plant-based, so they're all healthy and fit, so there's a lot.
All right.
And they all love the island that I started, so they're definitely at my mercy.
Do you know, because I feel like it's, you know how I asked, you know, what list are you top of in the world, and you said most vegan people? I feel like your island also has the sexiest people in the world. If they all live to 100 and they're incredibly fit and everything. Do you know what apparently the most attractive countries are in the world? Do you know what would be number one? Or do you want to guess?
I'm going to guess, but I've heard like some of the most beautiful women are in Turkey. So I
really?
Don't know. That's what I've heard, but only from two people. So I don't know.
Oh, were they both Turkish?
No.
Okay. I don't. I'll tell you the top 10 quickly. Number 10, Mexico. Spain is number 9. Fair enough. Number 8 is France. Number 7 is Colombia. Number 6 is Greece. Number 5, Costa Rica. Number 4, Thailand. Number 3, Argentina. Number 2, Italy. And number 1 is Brazil. America and Ireland aren't there.
No.
Okay, but now the real number one is Peace Island. Everyone is incredibly attractive there, apparently. In mind and body.
Yes.
Right? You need both. Right? Yeah. Okay. So Jim has his jaw broken again on the way out. So when your birthday, that's all great. There is a bad question though. You're safe, nothing wrong with you. But there was a coup attempt. Someone tried to get rid of you. Apparently, his name is Jim. He's in prison. I mean, you have a prison, right? You have cells or something, a jail.
No, we just escort them off the island, get rid of them.
Okay, he seems very adamant that he's going to come back. what should we do with old Jim?
Well, I think if this is his third attempt
yeah.
to cause a lot of trouble on our peaceful island. And so I think that, you know, this time maybe the bodybuilders need to go with him and take him to another island that isn't so peaceful and nice, and he'll be unable to leave that island.
Oh my God. Okay. What island? Like, do you mean another country or just some rock in the middle of nowhere?
Just some crazy island that's a bunch of barbarians living there, and maybe they're cannibals.
Ireland it is. my family will eat him. All right. So you're saying to him, if I have this right, Jim, you keep coming along trying to force us to eat meat. Now you will be meat
for a bunch of cannibals. That's okay. It.
Interesting. Okay, so you've got rid of Jim for good. You've sent him to Ireland. Have you ever been to Ireland?
I have.
Oh, where'd you go?
Oh, I've been all over. Cork, Galway. Is it Galway?
Hello.
Kilkenny.
Yeah.
And Dublin. Been to Dublin, and I've been to, I said Cork, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Cork is kind of is nice.
And another place by the sea starts with the letter D, I think.
Donegal.
I think it's that, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be north.
Little quaint place, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which your film work and stuff like? Do you get to travel far or much?
I don't travel a lot for my work, for my filming, because I film where I'm located.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't pack up lights and cameras and all that stuff and travel to Europe. So yeah. I travel to Europe for myself to go there.
Oh, are you a traveler? Like, you like traveling, visiting places? Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes,
cool.
Yes.
I will not take offenses. I won't even leave this part. I won't even leave this part in the podcast. But did you like Ireland? I have Did you really? Yeah.
Yes, I loved it. I spent a lot of time there, yeah.
Fair enough. With the coup attempt, your advisors think that you maybe should, like, make your citizens feel at ease, that everything's all right on Peace Island, Mr. Steele isn't going anywhere. We think you should have a photo op, something to make you look fantastic. You know, like, you have the guy in North Korea, he usually goes around to factories and, like, points at stuff as if he's telling people what to do. What would you like as your photo op?
I guess that I would like to be standing on the island with all the people standing behind me. Everyone's happy and smiling. The place is beautiful. It's flourishing. And it just shows power and strength that
you're leading them into a new future.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you have, I don't know how many people are in that shot. You probably have a better idea of framing that now, to be fair, that, I mean, there has to be about 1,000 bodybuilders and just behind
you.
It's an army.
They're the second row behind me, and then the rest of the people. So it shows strength and
confidence
that, you know, nobody can touch us. We're untouchable.
It looks a bit like your own army you're leading. Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Well done. There is a knock on your door again. Knock, knock, knock. Mm-hmm. Oh, they can come in. Yeah, sorry, I forgot I can just come in. You're very pleasant. it's Paul again, your finance person.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, sorry. I just letting you know, your island, Nature Island, has been built, and the bridge and everything, right? The buffalo's over there. Buffalo's happy.
Good.
We've even brought in a few other buffaloes just to, you know, get a family vibe going.
That's good.
Now, perfect. I as Paul, I am I'm going on holiday for 19 weeks. I've saved up my holiday hours. It's all fine. And I'm just going to run for the plane now. I'm very, you know, I'm in a rush. I just wanted to let you know, I actually took a look at the finances again. It turns out there was a minus sign. So we didn't ever have 10 billion. We were actually in debt by 10 billion. So we're after spending an extra 10 billion we didn't have. So the International Monetary Fund, they are emailing asking, how are you going to make money? Your country is broke. I'm going to go for the plane to go on my 19 weeks paid holiday. So I'll let you deal with that. So Paul's going to leave. How are you going to make money, Mr. Steele? Your country is broke.
Well, we can offer the outside world packages, travel packages. They can stay at my mansion. They will have chef-prepared meals, and we can reverse all of their chronic illness within maybe a three-week time frame. So we'll charge good money for the packages, the travel packages, and we'll promote it over in the world, and then we'll get business that way. And then they'll come spend while they're here. So it'll be like tourism, but it'll be according to the way that we live. So like, sort of like that old television show, Fantasy Island, when they would arrive and then they just, they're there.
Okay. So like, how much do you reckon you're charging for that? Because you get to stay in your mansion. And, you know, like, it's fair to say you're like, I mean,
it won't cost us hardly any. Yeah, it won't cost us any overhead because we all work together as a team.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And everyone wants to promote this way of life. So you want to feed people to show them that they can live, you know, like this and be really happy and satisfied and not sacrifice anything. Mm. And then their health will automatically get better. Their diabetes will be gone. Their heart disease will be gone. Their blood pressure will be gone. So we can charge a lot. We can charge a lot. We can like make it like
a million. You know,
no other offer like this. It's very unique.
But are we saying like a million, or like, are we going that high, or is that too much?
Maybe it could be different packages. So fair enough. Some of them would go up that high, and then some of them would be more affordable for the everyday person.
Okay. I might be getting a bit lost in the weeds here, so I'm not going to go through all the packages, but like, what's the bare bones one? Like, I arrive on the island and I'm skint. I can give you 200 euro. Mm-hmm. That's all I can give you 200 euro. What can I get for that?
You could stay in one of our little cottages by the water and there'll be like a little place for you to eat where you can go in the mornings and help yourself, like buffet style. You know, it's just a little more, it's not as fancy. But
I'm not staying at the mansion with you.
No, not for 200 euro, no.
Do I even get to say hello to you for 200 euro?
Oh, yes, I'll come by, of course.
So you're only saying hello, you're only saying a welcome, and then you're out of there. Fuck you and your...
I'll come by and welcome, have a coffee with you, and, you know, discuss your health situations and your lifestyle, and then introduce you to everything on the island.
By the way, genuinely, this is interesting, right? For me, at least, right? I'm also a little bit aware, or I might be overthinking this, of someone going, oh, Rachel Steele, I know her work. This will be a really sexy podcast. And we're really getting into we eat during brunch. So just to keep that in mind, what's the sexiest thing on the island? I have to give these listeners something. What's the sexiest thing? Is there a... I was going to say strip club, but that's not great.
Probably by all the waterways where everybody is swimming and enjoying the water.
There are nude beaches.
Bathing suits.
Yeah.
I suppose there could be. Yeah, sure.
Nude fair enough, beaches. Fair enough. Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. We'll go with that there. That's that done. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're going back to these packages. For 200 euro, you can stay in a cottage for a night. I presume a night. 200 euro is nothing. And you can get a bit of food and you can get a coffee with the Mistress Steele.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Okay. Yeah, I love that. I'd gladly pay that, to be honest. I have a last question, right? So at certain point, you're not going to want to be leading forever. Whether you want to just make sure you have a successor when you die or when you just want to retire, right? Would you plan to retire, or do you want to do this until the wheels fall off?
Well, I think that I would want to have a successor, somebody that could... Yeah. Take over so that I could just enjoy the island myself.
Yeah, just hang about. So what I'd ask you is to pick basically who your successor would be. And I'll just say, it can't be like a hypothetical person. So it can't be like, oh, my great, great, great granddaughter will do it or whatever. It has to be either someone in real life or someone mentioned like Jim, who may not be welcome back. So yeah, who would you want to be your successor to lead people?
Well, it would be somebody from the island, and it would be because we all work together and there's really no hierarchy there. It's so I would say whoever is my sort of right hand person that I was closest to, I would say that would be the person.
Could I meant to ask, could I join the island and then hop over to Nova Scotia or Maine and eat some meat there and then come back? Would that be all right?
No, you have to kind of make a commitment.
What if I like fall off a couple of times? Because I used to smoke and it took a couple of times, but you get going. Could I still do that?
Well, once you live on the island, it's sort of you're there. You don't really go
You're not
anywhere
allowed
else.
out. You're not allowed out of the island. Really? You're not allowing citizens to leave?
I mean, you could leave, but you can't go leave, eat meat, and come back. That wouldn't work. We'd have to
Oh,
figure
okay.
something out.
So you're going to have your
Maybe a
bodybuilders watch
breathalyzer
you there.
test, some kind of test you
For me,
blow,
for.
and we can tell
Ah.
if you've eaten any animals.
Okay, and I'm just making sure what happens if that if that happened. If I came back and it's clear I've had T-bone steak, what happens?
Yeah, we'd probably have to ask you to leave.
What about my family? I have two babies there.
Well, then if they're under 18, you've got to take them with you.
What about my what? Wait, what about my wife? I'm getting into what about
She'd
Celine?
have to, she could choose if she was staying true, she could stay. But if you weren't, then you're basically putting your whole family at risk. So yeah, that's
Okay.
all.
Would you bear with me just for 1 second? All right, take 1 second. Love, would you stay with me or would you leave an island called Peace Island if I was kicked off? Peace Island, it's all vegan. Oh, nice. Right, Selena's gone. I just needed to know. She'll leave with me. That's fine. Okay, so you're picking your right hand and you're staying on the island forever. Okay, nice. You don't have your throne anymore though, right?
The throne, somebody else would take it.
You're not
The
going to be annoyed.
successor.
You're not going to be annoyed that someone else is sitting on it and you're not allowed anymore.
No.
You're not getting a little bit annoyed that it's someone else.
No, not at all. Nope.
You're not a jealous person in that way, no, about things.
No, the ego. No, I
No.
would gladly hand it over to someone else as long as they can keep it all going.
And there's no risk now that you're out of power that they're going to go, you can have a couple of sausages now and again.
No, we wouldn't allow it.
If someone said maybe we'll do that for a day, you'd step in and go, that's not allowed.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay,
And
right.
my bodybuilders are always going to be there, so they'll never leave my side.
Fucking hell, these guys are an army unto themselves. That's wonderful. Okay, I love this island. It's really nice. I should ask about the whole vegan chicken stuff if just to see if it's good. Rachel, thank you very much for being a silly island ruler. You have your website. It's Rachel Steele, right?
The website is rachel-steele.com,
Yay.
and anyone can find me as just Rachel Steele, or on Twitter it's at Red Milf Rachel.
Yes. Okay, wonderful. I have a question, final question. If people start eating meat, what would be their, if, or if they don't listen to this podcast or anything like that, what would the punishment be? Or if they don't follow you online?
On the island,
Yes.
the punishment is they leave this beautiful, lush island that's filled with love and health, and then they go back to a polluted place to live, and that's their choice.
Because you're guaranteeing. Guys, if you stay on this island, you live to be 100. If you get off the island, you're not making it to 100. Okay, Jesus. I like how your problems are always solved by get the fuck off my island. Well
Just
done.
go.
Okay. Yay. All right. Bye, everyone. This is the end of this podcast. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.